We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Lamed Zayin Omad Aleph, and we are starting the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Shar Shu Muid Leminoy. A shar that's a muid for its min, like another shar, and not goats. Ve'inoy Muid L'she'ina Minoy. And it's not a muid to gore the sheep or goats. The lachi, that we'll see in a second, the lachi is only a muid for the shar and not for a gediyim. Muid la'adam, emu behema. He's a muid when he sees a person, he gores the person, but not a behema. Or muid l'ktanim, small animals, ve'inim muid l'gdolim, which means in the same family, let's say in the agolim family, in the calf family, small calves he gores, not big ones, not cows, ve'inim muid l'gdolim. So halacha is, eshum muid la'i mashana shalom. The one he's muid to, he pays in shalom. But then if he gores, the one he's not muid to, for example, the behema in the case of Adam, or the gedolim, or the eneminoi, he'll pay chatzin nezek. So eneminoi muid mashana chatzin nezek. But eneminoi muid la'i mashana chatzin nezek. They ask Rabbi Huda Yashayah like this. Omer Rabbi Huda, what happens if harei shahayim muid l'shabbosos? He was muid only on Shabbos. The eneminoi muid l'chayel. In the weekday, he didn't kick anyone. Is that called a muid or not? For Shabbos will be a muid, and not for a chayil. Now, everything always has to be explained. What's special about that? You understand, when it's different min, he only gets angry at this min, not that min. Only his own min, not the other min. Or big ones, or small ones, or Adam, Behema. Why? Has he no Shabbos a weekday? What does he know about Shabbos a weekday? Rashi. Rashi says, because he's off from work. It makes sense that Shabbos is a big mood. He's off from work, so he's had more time. He has more time. You know, everyone does something else. You know, the animal, he stresses people, that's what he does on his off days. Guys like Al Ashir learn the whole day. But Tosfos, Tosfos says that Yishalmi, Mefarish B'Yishalmi, one of Makaris to wear a strimal, Mefarish B'Yishalmi, Fisha Roya Oysa Malbushim Noim Macherim, Bechashuvim, Be'enov, they look Nochrim, Be'enov Makir, doesn't recognize them. He sees them walking around a strimal, so he's like, well, what is this? And that's why Yishalmi, that's Tosfos Shabbos saying the Yishalmi. Agav, Em is, hey, they bring a riot from this Yishalmi, that Shabbos clothing look different than the weekly clothing. By Unz Litvisha, we wear the same suit weekday and Shabbos, and so he thinks he knows the difference between a crumpled suit and a straight suit. You know, this suit or that suit. He doesn't know the difference, right? The cultures. Yeah, you have to wear something different on. That's your Shabbos. Now, the very important a parrot says Nafkimim to Tosfos Pshat and Rashi's Pshat is Mu'ut of Behemoth on Shabbos, because the feet Tosfos only out of Shabbos clothing. But according to Rashi, it's off from work. So then it's anything. You move it to everything. But according to Tosfos, it's dafka people, because only people look different in their Shabbos clothing. But look at the Rashash. But this is what Rabbeinu Peretz says, and the Maram also, I think, they both say that it comes to dafka minim between Rashi and Tosfos. I'm already dafka minim. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Now, Zok the Mishnah Vayta. He says, Yitaka Shabbos min Hashom, Mishachom Hashom Hashom. Emesah Utam, Mishachom Hashom Hashom. Mishachom Hashom Hashom. When you go three Shavuos without kicking, you come back a time. Now, what's the chiddush of that? We know already, Rav Huda Shita is that you have to go three times without seeing. So, what's the chiddush? So, Tosfos says, if each Shita, there's a chiddush. If Rashi, the off from work, the chiddush is that even if you're off from work on Thanksgiving and you don't kick and you don't gore someone, that wouldn't make you oisa time. It has to be dafka Shabbos. That's the chiddush. And according to Rav Huda, and according to Tosfos Pshat, Yishalmi's Pshat, the chiddush is that even though that's still called a chazara. That's still called a chazara, he says. You would think that you don't need a chazara so much for, since it's only muid Shabbos, maybe it's easier to get out of it. Maybe since muid Shabbos, that's a strong muid, maybe you don't need three Shabbos. Maybe three Shvarim and one Shabbos be enough, maybe. That would have me look at Tosfos, the different Chiddush. So if you're actually very clear Chiddush, that the weekday wouldn't help not kicking. But that's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah, now Gemara discussion is being the first part of the Mishnah. And the whole Mishnah, but the Mishnah is saying, Shar Shum Muid, Lemina, if any Muid Shemina. What does it mean, any Muid Shemina? Is that the stum? Is that the assumption? Or we know he's not a Muid to any Muid? What's the case? Talk to Gemara. Itmar, Rezvid Oma, Ve any Muid Tanan. Which means, the case was we know he doesn't gore those. We watch, we see, only gores Shvarim and not Gediyim and not goats. So Rezvid Oma, the assumption is not a muid to the other thing. Stoma, if he's a muid for shvarim, he's a muid for other animals as well, other minim as well, other species as well. But if you see it doesn't gore other species, it's not a muad for that. Rapapapa ain't a muad tanan. The stoma loy have a muad. The stoma is that it's not a muad. You don't have to wait to see that. That's the stoma, it's not a muad. And they each bring a riot to themselves. You got klona machlekes over here? Is it ain't a muad automatically in a muad ain't a minoy? Or it has to be dafka proven. And if not, that is a muad ain't a minoy. For example, for Adam Behema, according to Rav Zvid, a muad Adam is muad Behema. If he proves he's not a muad Behema, it's not a muad Behema. But according to Rav Papa, no. According to Rav Papa, it's ain't a muad. The stoma is, the assumption is, it's not a muad for other men. So tomorrow, Rav Zvid daik mesefer, Rav Papa daik mereisha. Rav Zvid daik mesefer, let me do the sefer like this. Tony says in the sefer, muad l'ktanim ve'ain muad l'gdoilim. Which, according to Rav Zvid, means we know he's a muad l'ktanim and we know he's not a muad l'gdoilim. So, Iyam v'shlama ve'ain muad k'tani, ha'stama have a muad. If you learn like me, that the case is you know he's not a muad, but stam, the assumption is a muad. So, ha'kamash malon, that fil m'ktanim l'gdoilim not m'stama muad. So, we say this case in the Mishnah, you know why? Teach us the diak. That the diak is that if not that we knew that it's not a muad l'gdoilim, we would assume that a muad l'ktanim is a muad l'gdoilim, even though it's bigger. We assume that's what it is. That's a chiddush. Eliyamet ain't a muad k'tani. If you say it means the stoma, the eliyamet ain't a muad k'tani, the stoma lay have a muad, has to yeshleim a m'ktanim m'ktanim da'alma. Now that we're saying already, let's say for ain't a minoy, they're both k'tanim. Still, stoma lay have a muad, so m'ktanim m'ktanim m'tzrich l'meimah. You have to tell me that if you're a muad for small animals, that you're not a muad, the assumption you're not a muad for a big animal, do they have a muad? So what do you have to make a case in the Mishnah for? We got the idea. If the assumption is that it's not a muad for likewise animals, even though it's not the same min, but likewise animals not a muad, that the assumption is that shar shemuad l'minoy, according to our papa, means ain't a muad shein a minoy. Its assumption is not a muad shein a minoy. So of course not muad for bigger animals, even the same min. That's the more assuming. It's a kavah kaimer. So what do you have to say to the case of Tana Magdalim in the Mishnah? What do you have to say? You don't have to say a bunch of cases. We got the idea. There has to be a chiddushin. So that's Rav Zvid's raya that ve'enimud means ve'enimud. Rav Papa, and he says, what's the chiddush? Ve'enimud means that, and without ve'enimud, you assume that it is a mood l'gdayim, which is takah b'chiddush. Rav Papa, amalach, no. It's a sasra mina, hoylo parats be'bahu mina, parats be'e le'ishnog dayim de'e le'ishnog time day. There's a maila, if you're a mood to gore your min, or that min, that specific min, so there's no difference in big ones and small ones. And I assume that it is a muad for that. Kamash Malah, and the assumption is Lev a muad. Rav Papa says no. Like maybe someone making faces here, and like the Svarah, Rav Papa says like you. Rav Papa is saying that no. That the Gedolim is the biggest Svarah that you should be a muad if it's the same min than a different min. That's what Rav Papa says. He says not right. Rav Zud holds right. Rav Papa's not right. So what's Rav Papa's right? Rav Papa Daik Mereisha. The Ketani Muad La'adam ain't a muad behema. Says that a muad la'adam is not a muad l'behema. Iyam v'shlama ain't a muad tanan. So our papa says like this. It says muad la'adam ain't a muad behema. So if you all like me, ain't a muad tanan, the stoma la'av a muad, ha'kamash v'lan, the chiddush is the film adam la'hema nami stoma la'av a muad. That even stoma, it's not a muad. It's a chiddush. You know, adam has bigger mazel, and it's harder to hurt adam. So if the stoma is that it's even though you're working, Adam, you're such a wild animal, you even hurt people, you're still not a muad l'behema. Hakamash v'lan, fill Adam l'behema, nami stoma la'av muad. Eli amrit ve'ein a muad k'tani. That what it says is like this, that a muad l'adam ve'ein a muad l'behema pays chatzinezik a behema. What's the chiddush of that? L'chair, what's the chiddush of that? Eli amrit ve'ein a muad k'tani, ha stoma, and the chiddush is have a muad, the assumption that stoma muad has to yeshloim behema l'behema stoma muad, madach from behema to behema. The stoma is a muad. Ma'adol v'heima, you have to tell me. Of course, ma'adol v'heima tzrich l'meima ha'mu'ud. Of course, if the stam is that if you hold that stam is mu'ud for everything else, so if you're mu'ud the adam, sure mu'ud v'heima, because adam is your bigger wild animal for adam than a behema. So that's a kasha razvid. And don't tell me the chiddush is good for this thing that a mu'ud adam ve'ein a mu'ud v'heima, which means and you know it's not behema, that's not a mu'ud v'heima. That's pashut. So razvid amalach reisha chazara kai. You know what's going on a case? It's going on a case that he already was a muad for Adam and a behemah. And then he was chayzer for the behemah. So there the chiddush is that you don't say that you don't say that it's not a chazara. You say it is a good chazara. Going to have muad Adam, muad behemah. V'hod the behemah. It was chayzer from behemah to stop kicking behemahs. So the koi got behemah, tlosh zim loy nagach. He passed by three behemahs and he didn't gore them. Ma'od tehemah kivin loy hod the behemah Adam. Chazor Behem Lav Chazori. Maybe we think this is since he was a Chazor Adam, the Chazor Behem is nothing. Kamas Wallon, the Chazor the Behem of me, a Chazor Hava. The Chiddush is the Chazor Behem is a Chazor. The Chazor Behem is a Chazor. So we have here a machloikis Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. If the assumption is that a muad leminoi is a muad leinaminoi, and you have to know not, or the assumption is it's not a muad for einaminoi, or the gdolim, or the behema. Mesa. Sumchus ama. Muad la'adam, muad la'behema. If behema is a muad la'adam, if it, you know for sure it's usual to gore people, it's considered a bezit shalom for behema or some. Kav chayma. Ama la'adam muad, behema la'kal shaken. So that's what sumchus is kav chayma. Mechlal, tanakama, einam muad kama. It's mashma, he's arguing on sumchus. Sukkah's argument on the Kamal holds that a mu'ud l'adam is a mu'ud l'behema. So it's a riot to Rav Papa. Amalok Rav Zvid, because Rav Papa holds that stoma, if it's a mu'ud l'this, l'adam is a mu'ud l'behema. That's the answer from Rav Sumchus. Because Sumchus has a Kamal Chaim, he says no. Sumchus says that ma'al l'adam, mu'ud l'behema, kol shkeim, ra'al any mu'ud kama, it's Master Rav Papa that's not a mu'ud for behema. A mu'ud l'adam is not a mu'ud l'behema. Rav Sumchus says no, it's a Kamal Chaim. It's Master Rav Stoma is that's not a mu'ud. Rav Papa holds stoma, mu'ud l'adam. Ain't a mu'ud behemah means a stoma. The assumption is it's not a mu'ud behemah. From Sumchus, you see that that's the nem don. He has a kav chaymer. You got it? The kasha? Because Sumchus is proving from a kav chaymer that a mu'ud la'adam is a mu'ud behemah. Means that what is the tanakh amah hold? Mu'ud la'adam ain't a mu'ud behemah. Not because they did something, because that's the facts. I'm like, Rosvid, Sumchus a chazara kai. Us is going a chazara. Va'okakama le'la tanakh amah. That that you said, the ka'amr is chazara de behemah chazari. Chazara de behemah chazari. He's saying, no, what you're saying is a mistake. Chazar is being lava chazari. Why? If he's not being mahada from the Adam, he's not backing out from Behema either. We're talking about his Behema that already was moved for both. And that Tanakama said, a Chazar on Behema is enough, it's sufficient. That, Sukha's saying, is not true as a Kavachayma. Omar Avashi, Toshima, let's try to bring it out right. From our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Omar Ulfei Rabbi Yehuda, Hareza Mu'ud Shabbosois. They asked him a question. Hareza Mu'ud, and the words went like this. Hareza Mu'ud Shabbosois, ve'ena Mu'ud Moisachoil. What's the halacha? Omalahem, l'shabbosois, b'sham nezachol, moisachom, b'sham nechatsi nezak. Now think about it. Lefi Rapapa, what does the Mishnah mean? Mu'ud l'shabbosois, ena Mu'ud, the thing means the stomach. It doesn't mean a story that happened. So it makes no sense asking Rabbi Huda a question. He's telling Rabbi Huda, a Mu'ud l'shabbos is not a Mu'ud l'chayil. So who answers him, yeah, you pay Nezah Shalom Chatz Nezek. What's the conversation here? E'amr b'shlamah ve'ena mu'ud k'tani, that it's something that happened. We're saying that a mu'ud la'odam, and it was a mu'ud l'shabbos, and it was a mu'ud l'chayil. So shuli k'shayla, you ask him a shayla. V'han na'amr t'mahad, he answers you, no, yeah, it is. It is like that. It's Nezah Shalom on Shabbos, and Chatz Nezek on the weekday. Eli amr t'ena mu'ud k'tani, it's just saying the stoma, what the facts are, a gemurah to come garale, they're teaching Rabbi Yehuda something. Vesu, iu kama gahadle. What's he answering? You hear the kasha? Rabbi Yehuda, if they're telling Rabbi Yehuda, mu'ud l'shabbos is not a mu'ud l'chayil. So what's the question? You just told me something. And what's my answer? What's going on here? So it's a mamash klar right to Rabbi Zvid. They were talking about a case where it's not a mu'ud. It's positively not a mu'ud from the chayil. Omer Rav Yanai, Mereisha Nami, I'm right from Mereisha also. Deka, the Tani. It says, after saying all the cases, we look back at the Mishnah. Shor shu mu'ud l'mina v'eni mu'ud sheni mina. Mu'ud l'adam v'eni mu'ud l'behema. Mu'ud k'tana v'eni mu'ud g'daylam. Es shu mu'ud l'oim v'sham l'asham. If you rain out tight, shor shu mu'ud l'mina v'eni mu'ud sheni mina. We know what that means. Shor is a mu'ud is a mina is a tam l'eni mina. We know what that means. Why if you repeat over that a mu'ud pays nezek shalom and the tam is chatzi nezek? You know, if you're not learning daf yomi, you know that already. Nezek shalom and chatzi nezek. You know, you can remember one daf before. Everyone knows the mu'ud pays nezek shalom and pay chatzi nezek, right? You know that. Finish. So hakaponim. So what's going on here? Rav Reish Nami Dei Ketani Es mu'ud l'mesham nezek shalom ve'eshenim mu'ud l'mesham chatzi nezek. Yeah, Rav Reish Nami ve'enim mu'ud ketani. So Perusha Kama Farish saying what's the halacha of enim mu'ud? This is the halacha. Eli Amr is enim mu'ud ketani that was saying already the facts. Paska ma'is su. Eli Amr is enim mu'ud ketani. Paska. You already explained it. What are you saying again? It's stop right there. If it's ain't a mu'ud tanan, it's pasuk. Stop right there. We already explained it. What do you have to say more after that? My su eshemur l'mishan l'shalom eshemur l'mishan l'chaz nezek eshemur l'mishan l'chaz nezek ad has lo yisbina tam l'mishan l'chaz nezek l'mishan l'shalom. Don't we know till now that tam is chaz nezek l'mishan l'shalom? And therefore, it's a raya. A lot of rayas to Rav Zvid. But the Gemara still ends off here with a shay l'fira papa. Remember, a papa says that a mu'ud l'shvarim is not a mu'ud for chamarim, right? It's only moved to that. That's a stama. What's the halacha like this? If nagach shar chamar and gomel nasim with the kol, you don't need to have like three of each. But even according to our papa, if he kicks a shar chamar and gomel, he's a muad for everything. Then you'll be muad for everything. If you're our papa, that will be halacha. So bottom line, we have a chiddush for papa Rav Zvid. If the assumption is you're muad lein aminoi, Rav Papa says no. Rav Zvid says yes. And even Rav Papa, which is not a stumbling amino, if he kicks three different animals, then avada you'll be muad like kol.